Welcome to Reform Voices of Torah, the Monday edition of 10 Minutes of Torah. On this coming Shabbat of Chol HaMoed Pesach, we will read Exodus 33:12 through 34:26, and we'll read the Haftarah, Ezekiel 37:1 through 14, and Song of Songs. This week, we bring you commentary from Cantor David Berger called, How Can We Strengthen Ourselves If God Seems Hidden? The Torah reading for the Shabbat of Passover starts after the story of the golden calf. Moses, keenly aware of the failure in leadership that led to this disaster, reasonably asks for God's help and direction. But then he follows up with something truly extraordinary. Moses asks to actually see God, saying, Oh, let me behold your presence. Commentators throughout the generations have wondered about the timing of this unusual request. Shouldn't Moses have chosen a more opportune moment to ask for something so extreme? Speaking as a parent, I can tell you, I am less inclined to fulfill my own children's fantastic demands right after they have colored with permanent markers on my walls. Proving that my own patience is less than divine, God surprisingly grants Moses his request. God says, Station yourself on the rock, and, as my presence passes by, I will put you in a cleft of the rock and shield you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will take my hand away, and you will see my back, but my face must not be seen. Rabbi Kalonymus Kalman Shapira, the Grand Rabbi of Pasechna in Poland, gave weekly sermons in the Warsaw Ghetto that were later compiled into the book Esh Kadosh, Holy Fire. On the Shabbat of Passover in 1940, he turned his attention to this astonishing exchange between Moses and God. Why, he asks, would God need to shield Moses with a hand? Couldn't God simply become visible after passing by? Since God is not a typical, tangible being, isn't God able to make God's self appear and disappear at will? Rabbi Shapira points our attention to a passage in the Talmud in Ta'anit 4a. We read, Israel entreated God unreasonably, saying, Master of the universe, set me as a seal upon your heart, as a seal upon your arm, as we read in Song of Songs. The Holy Blessed One said to her, My daughter, you ask for parts of me that are sometimes visible and sometimes not visible, because the heart and the arm are often covered by clothing. But I will make myself for you as something that is always visible, as it is written, Behold, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands, from Isaiah 49. In this Talmudic passage, God chastises us for asking for the wrong kind of relationship. It is too easy to connect with God's heart, meaning God's intellect and will, and even more so with God's arms, God's ability to reach out and act in the world. The story of the golden calf reminds us that even the Israelites who saw God's biggest miracles firsthand didn't hesitate to turn around and worship a mere statue a few months later, after those big miracles were done. History, our tradition tells us, is filled with periods of God being hidden, hester, from our perception. But that hiddenness is only what we experience. God never actually goes away. As this Talmudic passage reminds us, no matter what seems hidden, we are indelibly engraved onto that part of God that is never hidden, never covered. Back to Rabbi Shapira's telling of our story, God covered Moses not out of a simple physical necessity, but because God wanted Moses to experience the protecting, never covered or hidden, presence of God's hand. This is Torah for troubled times, for moments in history, like the one we find ourselves in today, when it seems as if God abandoned humanity to its worst inclinations. These days, in which divisions between people are ripping our world apart, are hardly times when we feel God's heart or God's arm. Shapira notes that God's response to Moses starts with a command, "Station yourself on the rock." He takes that command to stand out not only for Moses, but for all of us, and writes, "Station yourself on the rock. This is the thing that you can do to strengthen yourself and to be stationed, even during the period of apparent hester, hiddenness." Receiving the strength we need from God starts by our own act of stationing ourselves where we can feel God's hand and our own place engraved on it. If the news on the TV is crushing your soul, station yourself where you can hear beautiful music. If the weight of the world is too heavy, station yourself where you can see the light in a child's eyes. If the chaos is overwhelming, station yourself where you can read words of Torah. The Haggadah reminds us that in every generation, every person must see themselves as if they personally went out of Egypt. This charge demands that we see ourselves not only in the triumphant moment of walking through the sea, but also in the difficult stories of disbelief, disappointment, and even despair. We are the people who believed in God. We are also the people who made the calf, and we are also the people who eventually made it to the Promised Land. On this Shabbat of Passover, our Torah reading reminds us of the strength our tradition offers us to walk with God and our people through the full journey of our liberation. Freedom is found not only in the big miracles we sang about in the Seder, but also in the constant vigilance it takes to not re-enslave ourselves to despair, to disbelief, and to the crushing feelings of hopelessness the world can push us toward. We need to station ourselves on the rock and feel God even through all of the hester, the apparent hiddenness of this moment. My kids know that no matter what they have done, I never stop loving them. Markers on the wall and all, when they come looking for a hug, I'm always there. God, it turns out, works just the same way. Cantor David Berger serves as the cantor of KAM Isaiah Israel Congregation in Chicago, Illinois, currently pursuing his PhD at the Chicago Theological Seminary. He is honored to be the inaugural scholar-in-residence for the American Conference of Cantors.